Soccer Talk Radio is here with you on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. My name is Nate Barea. Thanks for subscribing to us on iTunes, TuneIn, and Stitcher. A special hello to the men and women listening overseas on the American Forces Network. Check out the website, worldsoccertalk.com. Get involved in the Twitter sphere. Love mail and hate mail directed, please, to @NateWST and find us all at World Soccer Talk. Compelling dialogue among colleagues and fans. That is what Twitter's for, I believe. So again, get at me at NateWST, get at us at World Soccer Talk. What a show we've got for you today. NWSL Commissioner Jeff Plush is going to be joining us. We're going to talk a little bit about that U.S. Women's National Team Parade. I know we talked a little bit about it last week and some interesting storylines that came out of it. And what we as soccer fans can do to support and help women's club soccer and what the NWSL is going to be doing to potentially build off of the success of our national team. Cannot wait to talk with Jeff Plush in this edition of World Soccer Talk Radio. And then Bertie Boy, Mr. Chardonnay, Robin Burt of the World Soccer Talk podcast is going to be joining us. We're talking about that U.S. Senate hearing on the FIFA scandal from yesterday, where United States Soccer Federation General Secretary Dan Flynn, I'm going to start calling him Dancing Dan, he's a squirmer. God, they just threw him to the dogs, and he came out not looking too pretty. Where was Sunil Gulati? Where was he? Just tell me. You sent your squeamish secretary in to replace you. You threw him under the bus. Not a very good look for U.S. soccer yesterday, in my opinion. Where was Sunil? We'll get Birdie's take on that question and potentially some answers. I know Birdie's got some answers. Finishing up this opening segment, oh my goodness, the greatest Gold Cup match in the history of the Gold Cup. I know we only got to go way back to 1991 for the history of this thing, but Mexico 4, Trinidad and Tobago 4, Jovan Jones being pelted with bottles and God knows what else by some disgraceful Mexican fans in Charlotte. And what do you know, karma bites Mexico instantly as Johannes Marshall rises majestically and puts the equalizing goal home. 4-4 Trinidad and Mexico. They both advance. The Gold Cup's heating up. I love it. Bring on the quarterfinals. Jeff Plush with us on the other side of this break. Stay tuned. World Soccer Talk Radio.
Are you sick and tired of paying more than $100 a month for your TV bill? Well, if so, I've got the solution for you. It's called Fubo TV, and it's the best way to watch the greatest leagues from around the world. Fubo TV is a legal and affordable streaming service that delivers live and on-demand HD broadcasts of BN Sports, Goal TV, Benfica TV, and more. That means you can watch La Liga, Serie A, the Bundesliga, Ligue 1, Copa America, and more. With Fubo TV, the broadcast stream to your computer, smartphone, tablet, Roku, or Amazon Fire TV. Plus, Fubo TV works with Chromecast, so you can cast the games to your TV set. Best of all, Fubo TV is offering a two-week free trial, so you can watch as much soccer as you like. Go to fubo.tv/radio and sign up today. And if you love what you see, a monthly subscription to Fubo TV is only $6.99 per month. So sign up at fubo.tv/radio right now. FUBO.TV/radio and start enjoying the best soccer from around the world at home, work, or on the go.
Soccer fans, I have a question for you. Which is the only soccer network in the United States that shows games from Ajax, PSV, Colo-Colo, Benfica, Zenit, and other teams? The answer is NGSN, a brand new online sports network that offers live and on-demand games from seven different leagues from around the world for free, no strings attached. With your free 90-day trial, you can watch as many league games from the following countries as you like: Holland, Portugal, Russia, Chile, Bolivia, Ecuador, and Venezuela. NGSN is the only place you can watch Eredivisie games, featuring star players such as Memphis Depay, Andres Guardado, Aaron Johansson, and many more. Plus all of the games from those leagues that are available on your Windows PC or Mac, and your Apple iPhone or Android device. Commentaries are offered in English or Spanish, plus the games are in HD. Now, this is a completely new and legal way to watch soccer games in the United States. Try it, and I think you'll be impressed. All you have to do is go to freesoccertrial.com and sign up today for your free 90-day trial to NGSN. No credit card is required. You just sign up and go. Again, that's freesoccertrial.com. Cheers.
Today, Geico's edition of Stuff Found in Your Car takes us under your driver's seat.
Hi, I'm Penny. I used to think I was lucky, but then you dropped me down here. I get it. I'm only worth a cent. Not like the hundreds of dollars you could save when you switch your car insurance to Geico. That's money you could put in a bank or a wallet. Go ahead, call Geico. I'll be here on the floor.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Visit geico.com today.
Nate Abarea back here with you on World Soccer Talk Radio, Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, iTunes, TuneIn, Stitcher, American Forces Network, WorldSoccerTalk.com, on Twitter at NateWST. Get at me, get involved in the discussion. Find us at World Soccer Talk and at Sports Byline USA for updates on this fine program. We are joined, first of all, here in this edition of World Soccer Talk Radio, by National Women's Soccer League Commissioner Jeff Plush. Very much looking forward to this conversation with the commissioner. Jeff, how you doing, sir?
Yes, I'm well. How are you doing?
Doing real good. So, let's get right into this thing. Coming off this incredible United States Women's National Team World Cup win up at Canada 2015, what I want to ask you first off is how we as soccer fans, journalists, and broadcasters can help the NWSL grow and become sustainable as a soccer league in this country.
Well, things like this help too. So thank you for having me on, and thank you for your support. And really, that's what it comes down to. It comes down to supporting these young women coming out. If you live in a market, go out and watch them play. I think if you watch over the last 45 days or so, you saw fantastic athletes playing at a very high level, playing at a very competitive level. That will continue throughout our league season. And as you know, it's a very tight league and very competitive, so every match seems to be a six-point match. If you have the chance to watch the broadcasts that are on Fox, please do that as well. And just understand that how do we all align interest? I think most people who love our sport want this league to be really successful, and that's only going to happen by us all aligning interests and working together and pulling in the same direction. And so we're really encouraged by what we've seen, not just the last 30 days, but frankly, really the whole balance of the 2015 season has been a great start for us. And still plenty of work to be done, certainly, but we're encouraged by where we were pre-World Cup and very excited by what we've seen the last couple of weeks.
Well, Jeff, I love these stats that came out of the World Cup in relation to the NWSL. 194, the number of appearances by NWSL players at the World Cup. 23, the number of goals scored by NWSL players at the World Cup. 6, number of goals scored by Houston Dash midfielder, some lady named Carly Lloyd. 3 of those coming in the final against Japan, one of them on one of the greatest goals in the history of World Cups for women or men from beyond midfield against Japan. How can the NWSL build off of those numbers and make those numbers and stats like that well known and build off of the success of not only the international game, but specifically our national team and the U.S. women's national team? How can the NWSL build off of that stuff?
Well, I think we have a lot of things we need to do, and I think that's you bring up a lot of the storylines that we've been trying to tell. We need to tell them more loudly and more proudly and more often. It's funny that you mentioned it because we came out of our recent board meeting, and there's no question that we can do a better job, I guess, and spend a little bit more time and effort and money in building out a stronger digital platform, because I think that's going to be the most efficient path to a large number of our fans, and as we're working on that as we speak. The numbers are fantastic, and it underscores what we were trying to say all spring before the World Cup started, is that we're going to have a lot of stories in this World Cup. It's not just the U.S. women. North of 50 players in our league played in this competition and scored those goals, and then obviously what Carly did, you know, doesn't need any explanation from me. It's a world-class performance by an athlete. And so, but there's lots of those players, and I think it's whether it's our American players or our Canadian Federation players, or players from around other countries. The Australians, who I thought showed really well, both individually, and whether it's, you know, Ford or Kerr or Simon that are in our league now, or just as a team, I think it spoke to the power of this sport, and how lots of countries are getting better all the time, and it's going to be that much more difficult for the U.S. to defend in France, but that'll come out of some really great competition, and we anticipate our league being front and center for that time in 4 years.
Jeff, shifting gears a little bit here, what did you think of the parade in New York City last week for the U.S. women?
Well, it was a fantastic event. It was truly phenomenal that people can pull that together in such a short time frame. You know, I had the chance to obviously be there, which was quite an honor, frankly. But as you might have been able to tell, it was probably 95 degrees, too, so it was quite hot. But other than that, it was a wonderful event. And for not only for it to happen for a soccer team, but for women to be honored with that parade down Broadway in New York City, once-in-a-lifetime stuff. And I was telling some friends, you know, I was very fortunate to win a championship in Major League Soccer, and we had our own parade in Denver, Colorado, which isn't quite the same as going down Broadway in New York City. So it was an experience for everyone.
Well, did you have any problem at all with the Major League Soccer presence at that parade? That was a hot topic of discussion on the show last week, and specifically in regards to NYCFC and the New York Red Bulls, and as well as Commissioner Don Garber. Did you have any issue with the MLS presence in this parade that was supposed to be honoring the U.S. women's national team?
No, I had absolutely no issue. In fact, I was thrilled and honored. Major League Soccer, Commissioner Garber, great supporters of our dear friends of ours. Frankly, they worked hand in glove with the mayor's office in New York City to make this thing happen in the first place. So I think people are trying to, you know, talk about something or create a story that just doesn't exist. We two of our nine clubs, as you know, are MLS clubs, and you know, Don was certainly fantastic, and also as a U.S. Soccer board member, more than appropriate. And Sunil is the president of U.S. Soccer, the best person to be up there. So I was thrilled to be there. And remember that it's a U.S. Women's National Team honor and accomplishment, not in the USL. We're very pleased to play our role in that. And I think we certainly played a role, whether it be the development of someone like a Julie Johnson or now being the home for these players to come back to. But no issue, no story, fantastic support. And I think that's back to that alignment we talked about earlier. When all of us are pulling in the same direction, we can achieve great things.
Jeff, were you offered the opportunity to speak at the parade?
No, I wasn't offered, but I wouldn't have accepted it. It's just not my role. And I think that's the Sunil Gulati is the president of U.S. Soccer. I'm not even involved in U.S. Soccer from a board seat or anything. So it's the appropriate people spoke. And let's be honest, Nate, the reality is of the whatever number of people were there, I've heard different numbers. NYPD told us a million. So the people that are around City Hall, I guarantee you there wasn't one person that cared what I was thinking. They wanted to hear from Jill Ellis and Abby Wambach and Carly Lloyd. So it was, I think the event went off perfectly.
Well, we understand, and it was exceptional. It was beautiful, and one final opportunity for me to give a shout out to Redding, California's own Megan Rapinoe, who just kept amplifying her worldwide stardom with her performance at the parade. Don't we all wish that we could be as cool as Megan Rapinoe? We've got a minute and a half before
yes,
we got to head
that
to
a question. If that's a question, the answer is yes. I would like to be as cool as Megan. I'm not, so it's no. She's fantastic, and let's be honest, she. She was the difference maker early in the tournament, whereas Carly's made the difference at the end of the tournament. It's clearly Megan early.
Now, let's finish up here in the final minute before we got to head to break here. Do you find it at all just incredible? Because the style of the women's game, I talk about this so much on this show, the style of the women's game is a physical, gritty style, which makes it all the more amazing to me that Megan plays her brand of soccer, which is just this flowing, crafty, Joga Bonito style. Does that at all amaze you?
It doesn't amaze me as much. It just really pleases me. It just, she plays in such a dynamic way and a beautiful way to watch. And I still, to this day, I always remind people, I mean, the goal Abby scored in 2011 that will go down in history, people forget. So I think people do forget sometimes. The cross was inch perfect with her left foot. And so to me, it's one of the most phenomenal plays ever. And if it's not inch perfect, the goal is not in the net. So it's, I think she's a fantastic player. She's a great, we're very pleased, as you can imagine, to have her in our league. And hopefully we can build more stories like Megan.
Absolutely. Jeff Plush, we're finishing up this interview with the commissioner of the NWSL on the other side of this break, talking about the biggest challenges that the league faces and the ultimate goals of the NWSL. We're back with you after this on World Soccer Talk Radio. Stay tuned.
Soccer fans, I have a question for you. Which is the only soccer network in the United States that shows games from Ajax, PSV, Colo-Colo, Benfica, Zenit, and other teams? The answer is NGSN, a brand new online sports network that offers live and on-demand games from seven different leagues from around the world for free, no strings attached. With your free 90-day trial, you can watch as many league games from the following countries as you like: Holland, Portugal, Russia, Chile, Bolivia, Ecuador, and Venezuela. NGSN is the only place you can watch Eredivisie games, featuring star players such as Memphis Depay, Andres Guardado, Aaron Johansson, and many more. Plus, all of the games from those leagues are available on your Windows PC or Mac, and your Apple iPhone or Android device. Commentaries are offered in English or Spanish, plus the games are in HD. Now, this is a completely new and legal way to watch soccer games in the United States. Try it, and I think you'll be impressed. All you have to do is go to freesoccertrial.com and sign up today for your free 90-day trial to NGSN. No credit card is required. You just sign up and go. Again, that's freesoccertrial.com. Cheers.
Are you sick and tired of paying more than $100 a month for your TV bill? Well, if so, I've got the solution for you. It's called Fubo TV, and it's the best way to watch the greatest leagues from around the world. Fubo TV is a legal and affordable streaming service that delivers live and on-demand HD broadcasts of BN Sports, Goal TV, Benfica TV, and more. That means you can watch La Liga, Serie A, the Bundesliga, Ligue 1, Copa America, and more. With Fubo TV, the broadcast stream to your computer, smartphone, tablet, Roku, or Amazon Fire TV. Plus, Fubo TV works with Chromecast, so you can cast the games to your TV set. Best of all, Fubo TV is offering a two-week free trial, so you can watch as much soccer as you like. Go to fubo.tv/radio and sign up today. And if you love what you see, a monthly subscription to Fubo TV is only $6.99 per month. So sign up at fubo.tv/radio right now. FUBO.TV/radio and start enjoying the best soccer from around the world at home, work, or on the go.
What's the best way to bring people together?
T-shirts!
T-shirts. Custom T-shirts that you design online with Custom Ink. Custom Ink has created over 50 million shirts for families, teams, reunions, church groups, cheerleaders, companies big and small. On-time delivery is guaranteed, and we'll even ship your order absolutely free.
Start designing your Custom Ink T-shirts today and see why 99% of our customers say they would order from us again. Visit CustomInk.com.
Nate Abarea back here with you on World Soccer Talk Radio, Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. Got a few more minutes here with NWSL Commissioner Mr. Jeff Plush. And Jeff, before we talk real quickly about the biggest challenges that the league faces and the ultimate goals of this league, for those of the listeners that may not be familiar with the NWSL, you talk about how important it is to go out and support these women and go out and go to games if you're close to them. Let's real quickly go over the markets where the NWSL is present.
Well, yeah, so we're nine cities across the United States, obviously Portland, Seattle, and the Pacific Northwest, and that rivalry that just exists just quite organically in those two cities, whether it's, you know, whether it's soccer or coffee, they seem to not be on opposite sides of things. So it's actually quite great. Houston, Kansas City, Chicago, kind of in the middle of our country. Then on the eastern part of the country, in the eastern seaboard, Sky Blue, which is in New Jersey, Washington, which is in Maryland, of course, and then Boston. And then a little bit farther far north is Western New York, which plays in Rochester.
Now, as someone who back in the early 2000s, I grew up in the Santa Cruz and San Jose areas, and I remember going out the first year of the WUSA. And it was a league that tried to really capitalize off the success of the U.S. women's national team. And we had Brandi Chastain, we had CC of Brazil playing for that Cyber Rays team in San Jose, who won the only WUSA championship. And then the league folded. And I know this is stuff that you guys just, you know, have to have in the back of your minds and this thing that you guys want to be above. And how do you guys go about that? And what are the biggest challenges that you guys face when history almost is going against you? Where do you guys find the strength to continue moving forward with this thing? And what are the biggest challenges that you guys face on a day-to-day basis, Jeff?
Well, look, there's any of the challenges you would expect to have of any other startup business. I think sometimes we try and make it more complicated than it is. We're a young business. We're 2.5 years old, and like any business, you're looking to refine what your product is and make sure you know who your customers are and try to get more customers and take care of the customers that you have in a really meaningful and service-oriented way, looking to create new and better revenue streams. And that's, in our instance, that's sponsorship and merchandising and television. And so we're just continuing to build our business. I would tell you that the specter of the previous two leagues and the third year jinx and all that stuff, is not only is it not in the back of our mind, it's not anywhere. We don't even worry about it or think about it because we have 1,000,000% confidence that we're going to be here for year 4, 5, and 6. So, but all you can do is keep doing it, because I think for some that's just going to be rhetoric until we kick off the fourth season. So I've said to more than one person that I'll be having a little party. I'll be throwing, you know, probably somewhere around January 15th or 16th before the draft to make sure everyone realizes we are still very much open for business and excited to be around.
That's beautiful to hear. And you listeners out there, you heard it right here on World Soccer Talk Radio from the commissioner. And that is something that is a big factor in this, and defeating negative history and saying that, hey, we're done with history. We're done with negative history. We're moving on with our future. And that is beautiful to hear. And I appreciate hearing that here on the show. And talk about the NWSL on television real quick. Talk about how big of a factor that is and what you guys are doing to gain television contracts and get these professional women's soccer games on American TV.
Well, again, something which just furthers our excitement and our commitment and our belief, and to underscore what you said, we're looking forward. It doesn't mean you don't look backwards and learn, but you don't hold your head down. It's we control our own destiny, and I said this to our ownership group just yesterday, or 2 days ago it was, I'm sorry. We've got to look in the mirror, certainly, and say, what else can we do better? What can we do differently and better? But do it from a point of a positive approach to the marketplace and how we can build things on a going forward basis. And so I couldn't be more ambitious and bullish on our future. And Fox underscores that. It's not just a television partner, but it's Fox, a company that has shown a commitment to soccer and a commitment to women's soccer. Just pulled 27 million people in front of their sets. And as we all know of how our country consumes soccer, that's a very conservative number, because there was hundreds of thousands of people at viewing parties across the United States. So there's an appetite for our sport. Our sport is only growing, whether that's men's or women's. The product is a very good product. As you mentioned, you know, there's a physicality to this. There's a competitiveness. These are athletes at the highest level who want to win. And I think when you have that as a starting point, it's fantastic for your league. And it points to very good upward growth. But we'll continue to do things in a strategic, prudent path. It's not always the great soundbite, because I think people always want us to talk about what we're doing today differently. It just doesn't work that way. We're going to continue to stick to the knitting, I guess, for lack of a better term, and make sure we're doing the foundational things we have to do to be successful.
Commissioner Jeff Plush, I really appreciate your time. Hope we can have you again on the show sometime, and best of luck with everything that you guys are working on. Congratulations on everything going on with the league, and here's to the future, sir. Really appreciate your time on the show.
You bet. Thank you. Anytime, certainly available, and I really appreciate what you guys do, not only for us, but for just soccer generally, and take care of yourselves.
Again, that was National Women's Soccer League Commissioner Jeff Plush joining us here on World Soccer Talk Radio. And if I'm not mistaken, waiting patiently for his turn here on World Soccer Talk Radio, as we are just going to seamlessly change topics here. We're going to move away from the NWSL and the women's national team, as much as I'd love to just continue talking about Megan Rapinoe for the entire show, because you know I could do that. I could talk about Megan Rapinoe for weeks at a time. She's one of my favorite, not only athletes, one of my favorite human beings to ever exist. However, we have Robin Burt on the show. We've got Birdie, Mr. Chardonnay of the World Soccer Talk podcast, is joining us. Birdie, how you doing, sir?
I'm good. That was a seamless transition by you there, Nate. Very sweet. Very nice.
Oh, very, very sweet. Very nice. I learned it in London. That's right. You watched this Senate hearing yesterday. By the way, what we're seamlessly transitioning into is a U.S. Senate hearing on the FIFA scandal. And we've only got like 4.5 minutes before we got to head to break, but then we've got a nice extended segment after that to talk all about this thing. Birdie, you watched this thing yesterday. You texted me for like an hour straight last night about this thing. Then, oh my goodness, then Kartik Krishnayar got involved in this group texting, and I was waking up at like 6 in the morning to just ding, 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 just the most amazing discussion going on between Kartik and Birdie. Then you reviewed the hearing today. So you have taken in this whole thing. Before we talk about your background with Sunil Gulati, which I'm really interested to get that on the show here today, talk about what you took away from this hearing, and especially in regards to U.S. Soccer Federation General Secretary Dan Flynn basically being thrown to the dogs or thrown under the bus, take your pick of a cliche. What did you make of this hearing, Robin?
Yeah, it's funny because I'm not really sure we actually learned anything new that we didn't already know yesterday and months, going past about FIFA. The problem I had watching this, and it was like, watching paint dry, is that there were too many topics being discussed. And I don't know whether, you felt the same way about this, Nate, but, I mean, basically I saw four things that were being discussed, which only one really should have been discussed. And one of them was the differences between the U.S. men's and women's team as it pertains to funding and earning a tournament. Then you had what U.S. soccer is prepared to do to change FIFA. Then you had human rights issues in Qatar. And then the main crux of what I thought the whole hearing was going to be about was the general FIFA corruption allegations. And so I think the hearing just sort of got lost. So I'm not sure anything really substantive came out of that meeting apart from our favorite journalist in England.
Well, you got 2 hours to discuss those four topics. I mean, I could never. I like to think I'm good at what I do. We could never pack all of that into one show. I mean, 2 hours to pack all of that in and let all these folks on the committee have their say. It was ridiculous. And the way I was introduced to it, and the way people were telling me about what this thing was, it was going to be specifically in regards to U.S. knowledge of everything that we're learning about FIFA, and in regards to Blazer and Warner and up to the highest levels with Sepp Blatter, and we were going to learn about the U.S. role and what U.S. soccer officials knew about what was going on. And did you take anything away from that aspect of it? Did you get a better feel for what American officials knew?
You know, it's funny because I really didn't get a sense of what the point of that Senate was based on the lines of questioning that were going on. Some of the questions were a little farcical and so far off the boil that obviously these individuals who were asking the questions, these senators and various other dignitaries, really know nothing about the game. I mean, they know what's been going on over the last couple of years with Chuck Blazer because they've read multiple reports. You know, you'd have to be an ostrich in the sand not to know what's been going on with FIFA over the last year.
Was that a Nigel Pearson drop?
Well, there? It was a Nigel Pearson thing, but I thought I sort of segued it in quite nicely there. But, I mean, I was rather frustrated after the whole thing was done. It's like, okay, now what do we do? I'm hoping that what really happens now is that the FBI just gets on with what they need to get on with and start bringing in more people. And more people will be coming in, you know, to be questioned. But the interesting thing about Blatter is one of the things he's said in the media is that he does not want to get on a plane. He doesn't want to take any travel risks until everything has been cleared up. Now, that implies potentially that if he was to land on U.S. soil or any other country, perhaps, and outside of Switzerland, then he
he's scared
could
of getting handcuffed. He's scared of being taken to a cell. And we are going to continue this conversation on the other side of this break. And we're talking about Sunil Gulati. Where was he yesterday? That was my big question. Where was the USSF president? Where was Mr. Gulati? We'll ask that and we'll answer on the other side of this break. World Soccer Talk Radio. Stay tuned.
Not all waters are created equal, and that's why everyone from athletes and celebrities to weekend warriors are choosing Alchemy. It's the ultimate health and wellness water. Alchemy hydrates you faster, helps balance your body's pH levels, stimulates your metabolic function, and is clinically proven to boost the immune system. Plus, Alchemy's patented water is rich in bioavailable oxygen to improve vitality and performance. Available at select retailers and online through Amazon at alchemywater.com. That's alchemywater.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
What's the best way to bring people together?
T-shirts!
T-shirts. Custom T-shirts that you design online with Custom Ink. Custom Ink has created over 50 million shirts for families, teams, reunions, church groups, cheerleaders, companies big and small. On-time delivery is guaranteed, and we'll even ship your order absolutely free.
Start designing your Custom Ink T-shirts today and see why 99% of our customers say they would order from us again. Visit CustomInk.com.
If you like painting and saving, ask Sherwin-Williams and save 40% on paints and stains during our 4-day super sale, July 17th through the 20th. With 40% off our exceptional paints and stains and 30% off painting supplies, you can give your whole home a color makeover. But hurry, these savings are so super, they won't be around for long. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Are you tired of network announcers who are clearly pulling for the other team? Check out Rabble.tv, a new kind of television experience where you are in control of the audio. Rabble.tv allows users like you to broadcast your insights and opinions about sports and entertainment, free from the restraint of network predictability. Rabblers are creating a fresh new type of audio entertainment. Mute your TV and do your own play-by-play, provide running commentary, or just banter with your buddies. Or you can listen to other fans who love your team as much as you do. It's live, it's new, it's Rabble. Rabble.tv.
World Soccer Talk Radio is back here with you on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. iTunes, TuneIn, Stitcher, WorldSoccerTalk.com, Twitter at NateWST, and at World Soccer Talk. Keep the compelling dialogue among colleagues and fans going in the Twitter sphere, because that is what Twitter is for, despite what some people might tell you. What a weekend Manchester United just had. We got to talk about that weekend as we're finally going to get to see what it means here tomorrow. They signed four players. They spent $131 million American in transfer fees. They landed Bastian Schweinsteiger. That's right, the pig farmer. In case you didn't know, Schweinsteiger actually translates to pig farmer in German. Schweinsteiger, Schneiderlin, Depay, and Mateo all in the span of just a few days. They took a nice trip to the mall. LVG had the blank checkbook. And now, this upcoming weekend, Man United kicks off its first summer exhibition game in the U.S. this Friday when they battle Club America, the Aguilas, in the International Champions Cup, the Guinness ICC. So to see how some of these players will be integrated into the team, I'd like to invite you to join World Soccer Talk's own Juan Arango and Matt Lichtenstatter as they will be sharing their thoughts and opinions during the game live on Rabble.tv. I love Rabble.tv, and the concept is simple. All you got to do, tune into the broadcast on TV, press the mute button, then head on over to Rabble.tv to listen to the guys share their analysis and get a real feel for this thing and some true passion from Juan and Matt. With Rabble, you can listen to their broadcast on your desktop, your iOS app, and now through your mobile browser, and join in on this thing by posting your questions or observations in the comment section. Be a part of it. Same way we tell you, be a part of the show on Twitter. Be a part of these broadcasts on Rabble. They are interactive. They are fantastic. Can Man United win the Guinness International Champions Cup for the second year in a row? I love taking these preseason friendlies and adding some meaning to them. Make them play for a trophy. Man United going for their second consecutive International Champions Cup. Find out if they can get it off to the right start. Their first game this Friday, July the 17th, 8 p.m. Pacific time. Cheer on the Red Devils or cheer on your Aguilas of America with Rabble.tv. Club America in their ICC match against the San Jose Earthquakes at Avaya Stadium the other night. That was sensational. And Q, the San Jose Earthquakes mascot, tackling a field intruder, a Club America fan, and then getting in a shoving match with the America players. That's my mascot, baby. Come on, you Quakes. We got the toughest mascot in the world. We love you, Q. Birdie, before we get back into this Senate hearing and some words on USSF President Sunil Gulati, on a scale of 1 to 10, Robin Burt, how much do you hate Manchester United?
12.
There you go.
But nearly
there
as,
you go.
Nearly as much as I hate Chelsea and Spurs.
Robin Burt, in case you are not familiar with his work on the World Soccer Talk podcast, a lifelong West Ham United supporter. And I think West Ham are going to get relegated this year, but we'll leave that for another show.
They're not. They've been signing right. Well lately.
All right. Back to this farcical, this debacle, this joke that was this Senate hearing yesterday supposedly relating to FIFA corruption. And I just want to say something real quickly to a couple of you folks on Twitter who've gone after me about this in the last hour or so, and a couple of you yesterday. Well, if it's such a joke, if it's such a farce, then why are you talking about it? And I get that. I get that point. This is why I'm talking about it, because one of the biggest stories to come out of this for me yesterday, and no one's talking about this thing, period. No one around the U.S. soccer media wants to even act like this thing happened. And that, to me, is suspicious to begin with. Here's what's even more suspicious. Where the hell was Sunil Gulati? Where was he? I mean, the act of sending your general secretary and Dan Flynn, I felt sorry for the dude. I mean, he looked squirmy and squeamish. Any word that begins with the letters S and Q, you know it's not good. He looked squirmy and squeamish during this hearing. And he sounded silly in a lot of his responses. And he sounded like he was bouncing around and not too sure of himself. And what I took away, and what a lot of people actually took away from this who watched this thing, was, wow, that was the escape route for the U.S. Soccer Federation, was to throw this poor sod under the bus, was to throw him to the dogs. And what did you make of that, Birdie? And where was Gulati? And the last part of this, what message does that send? That the president wasn't there, not even anywhere in sight, let alone speaking at this thing, and the fact that they threw the secretary out there to be eaten up by the senators.
Yeah, no, it was interesting. You know, I mean, you know, Dan Flynn, you know, he's the CEO of the U.S. Soccer Federation. And really what he was yesterday, he was a puppet. I mean, he was never going to show any sign of the truth. You know, so when that was, you know, so all that questioning that was going on about, if he had ever seen or had he ever heard of any inappropriate behavior or any type of corruption. I mean, he basically just sealed his lips. The lady behind him, who I'm assuming is the head, you know, legal person for U.S. soccer, basically said a few things in his ears, and then he just started talking in a very bland sort of way. We didn't learn anything from U.S. Soccer Federation about how they perceive FIFA today, how they've seen, you know, misappropriate behavior, corruption going on for so many years, and he never tackled that head on, and he never was going to tackle that head on, because this only opens up a Pandora's box of more of what's going to happen in the coming months once the FBI gets more involved. As far as, you know, Sunil Gulati is concerned, the president of U.S. Soccer, and has been, I believe, since 2006, by him not being present at that hearing, sends out a very loud message from FIFA. He is no different than any of the other FIFA executive cronies out there. They are holding things very tight right now. They're not prepared to put themselves in a situation where they have to answer a question about, do you know about corruption? Have you seen corruption? Have you been involved in corruption? Or any of those questions which Dan Flynn had to answer yesterday, which he did in a pretty poor way, I might add. And as far as the journalist is concerned, we have to give kudos to Andrew Jennings for all the work that he's been doing over the last, I don't know, 4 or 5 years. He documented this in a documentary, opened up this whole problem with selecting venues, countries, and stuff like that. And he was the most candid, the most open person at that hearing yesterday, who could actually talk in a more relaxed way, where everybody is all so scripted. And so, again, I'm not sure we really got anything out of that meeting yesterday.
Well, I think, and this is important to point out, and this goes back to my response to you folks on Twitter and folks who are telling me, oh, why are you talking about something if you didn't learn anything from it? Because I feel like I actually learned a lot, or maybe the right way to put this is that I have a lot more suspicion now because of how little I learned yesterday, because of how little that was actually being put out there. I feel like it just added to my level of suspicion, which was already high. And
exactly.
Do you think that Sunil Gulati knew about, I mean, whether it's all of it, whether it's a little of it, and this is specifically in regards to, let's take Blatter aside here. Let's put Blatter aside, and let's specifically talk about Blazer and Warner. Do you think Sunil Gulati, how much of their activities in CONCACAF and in the USA, as Kartik Krishnayer and a couple other people have pointed out on this show, where so much of this FIFA scandal, the roots of it are in Miami. The roots of it are in New York City. They're in they're on American soil. And as we were all on our Western high horses back about a month ago talking about corruption in world football, and we're just riding around throwing stones, living in our glass house, how much do you think Gulati knew about Blazer and Warner for like 20 years?
Well, that's a very hard question, because obviously I don't know, and everything is conjecture. Everything is, sort of allegations. What I do know is that he's been involved since 1994 in U.S. soccer, and probably before then as well. He was involved in the organizing committee for the World Cup in 1994, which I was involved as well. I was working in a marketing capacity, and so many of the different things that went on at that organizing committee, I'm not necessarily privy to, but I have to say that anybody who's been involved in soccer and specifically connected and linked with FIFA is going to be very privy to knowing things that are going on, emails that are exchanged, phone calls that are happening, meetings that are happening, quiet places to decide which country will host the next World Cup. To say or to think that he knows nothing would be a ludicrous thing, because he's been very much involved on the higher end of the game in this country for a very long time. So he is privy to knowing about many different things. He's privy to knowing what Blatter is saying. He knows what Chuck Blazer has been doing with CONCACAF over the years. Granted, it's been a long time since he was involved in soccer, but oh no, of course he does. To what level, you and I don't know. I mean, investigative journalists like Jennings are the people that help to unravel this, to help unravel these stories. And he needs to keep doing that work. He needs to be supported by the U.S. government, by other confederations around the world, and especially help the FBI, because FIFA is a corrupt organization. You know that. We talk about it all the time. They've been corrupt for over 20, 30 years, and probably many, many years before that. I mean, the whole thing is ludicrous.
Well, Robin, what do you remember about, and we've only got 3 minutes left here with you, what do you remember about Sunil Gulati in 1994? We're talking about 21 years ago. I mean, you were just a gorgeous blonde-haired young man back then. What do you remember about being around Sunil Gulati in the 1994 World Cup?
I remember him being one of the key executives there. I wasn't, you know, again, involved in some of these upper management meetings, but, you know, he was obviously a very knowledgeable person. He knew the inner workings of FIFA. He understood how an organizing committee should work with FIFA alongside Alan Rothenberg and alongside Scott Letelier, who were the main managers who were running the organizing committee. You know, it was a very, very good World Cup. It was a very successful World Cup, you know. And so I learned my skills, my marketing skills and expertise by seeing how the Americans put on an event. So he was a part of that management that at the time put on one of the most successful World Cups at the time. So, you know, it's difficult to really say anything more than that because, you know, again, I wasn't privy to having meetings with sponsors or having meetings with.
Are you saying, Robin? Are you saying that you were not involved in any corrupt activity in 1994?
I swear, I was not involved in any corrupt activity.
You're under oath right now. You know that.
Yeah. I should be so lucky.
Very nice, Bertie. Now, hey, before we let you go, we know that you are a featured panelist on the World Soccer Talk podcast, which is a Premier League review show. And I've joked about this over the last few days. I can't believe it. We're like a month away from the Premier League. We got the summer extravaganza of international soccer. USA trying to win the Gold Cup after the U.S. women won the Women's World Cup. Chile down in Copa America. What are you most looking forward to in 60 seconds or less? What are you most looking forward to about this upcoming Barclays Premier League season?
You know, I think like any fan of the Premier League, like you are a Liverpool fan and I'm a West Ham fan, you know, the most enjoyment I get before the season is all of the silly conjecture about who's in for who, who's buying who, who's interested and who wants more money. And so you look at the Raheem Sterlings going to Manchester City. You look at the Schweinsteigers going from Bayern Munich to Man United. Danny Ings going from Burnley to Liverpool to your beloved.
Oh, thank you for that one. That's a big transfer.
That was a low blow, wasn't it? James Milner. I think one of the best buys so far, I think, is James Milner. I think he's such a useful player, and I think Liverpool are really going to get the most out of him. I mean, look at Kabay going to Crystal Palace. Who would have thought Yoann Kabay would go from PSG to Crystal Palace? But that shows some aspirations that Crystal Palace has. Look at Chelsea. They've taken on Falcao. Why? Why would you take on Falcao?
Because they can. Because they can. Exactly. And I'm hoping.
That's right.
I'm hoping that James Milner, Bertie, I'm hoping that James Milner will overcome being just another overrated Englishman. I sure hope that our English midfield of Henderson and Milner can do wonderful things. Robin Burt, it has been a pleasure having you on. As always, look forward to speaking with you again soon. Have a nice day, sir.
All right. Take care, mate.
Again, that was Robin Burt. We're taking the express train home on the other side of this break. I am not a crook. I am not corrupt. Yet. We're back after this. Stay tuned.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan silver dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312. Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
World Soccer Talk Radio is back here with you on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. Another huge thank you to Jeff Plush, Commissioner Jeff Plush of the National Women's Soccer League, the NWSL. Support your NWSL side. If you're near one, support them by watching on television. Support this league in any way that you can. It takes all of us to build a league, and that is what the NWSL is doing right now. It's building. It's going to overcome the curses, the negative history of other women's soccer leagues in this country. I love the words from Jeff Plush on this show, and some of his answers were very candid and referenced the struggle that is for the National Women's Soccer League. They've got a lot to overcome, and I think that they are going to be able to become sustainable. Another huge thank you to Robin Burt, West Ham United's finest. Robin Burt, Mr. Chardonnay from the World Soccer Talk podcast, talking all about that Senate hearing, that farce on Capitol Hill yesterday. The number one thing that I took away, learning nothing meant that I am more suspicious. It means that I am more suspicious now. Where was Sunil Gulati? Gold Cup quarterfinals, USA, Cuba, Haiti, Jamaica, Trinidad, Tobago against Panama, Mexico, Costa Rica. Fill out your Gold Cup bracket. Bye for now. I'm Nate Abarrea. Cheers.